The House committee is considering whether to approve Senate-passed legislation that would end the philosophical exemption for parents who don't want to get their kids immunized. The exemption has been in place since 1979 in the state. Vermont Coalition for Vaccine Choice co-founder and president Jennifer Stella says parents feel strongly they should retain their ability to choose.
The exemption is an important part of the decision-making process for parents, and we've got a situation right now where the lawmakers are taking testimony on an amendment that was put onto a bill that had already passed the House, and it has come back to the House now with this amendment to repeal the exemption. I can say that the committee's been very attentive and listening carefully to all the concerns of those parents who really feel strongly about keeping the exemption.
Those who want the philosophical exemption eliminated say those who support it are a vocal minority. The Vermont Division of the March of Dimes is a member of the Vermont Immunization Action Network. Executive Director Roger Clapp says the exemption is being used more frequently, which poses a danger to Vermont's youth.
There was a poll taken earlier this year that indicates that 73% of respondents in Vermont support eliminating the philosophical exemption because they want their children protected, and that we need to have a 90% immunization rate in all venues and all schools in order to have the security of having that herd immunity so that preventable diseases like measles will not become an epidemic.
The Vermont Coalition for Vaccine Choice drew upon Robert F. Kennedy Jr. for some high-profile help as he presented testimony Tuesday, asking legislators to preserve the philosophical exemption. The coalition's Jennifer Stella calls him an outspoken advocate.
He understands the issue, and he, like many people, supports both immunization as well as the right to choose. And so I think that's important for people to understand that the vast majority of folks that are supporting this philosophical exemption can and do still support immunization. They're just asking for the right to choose.
Some believe if the philosophical exemption is removed, parents will default to the religious exemption. Roger Clapp doubts that will be a serious issue.
It's just too easy when we have that philosophical exemption in place for parents to say, oh, well, I think we're safe. So I really do think that if we take away the philosophical exemption, yes, you're going to have some people that this goes against their belief system. But I think that many people will just say, oh, okay, this is the best thing for my child, and I no longer have a convenient way to avoid it.
Testimony continues before the House Health Care Committee Thursday morning. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.